this morning. Who can stand against the Lord? No one. Yes, Lord. And no one. Stand against our King. No one. No one can. And no one. All across the room. Oh.
Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries, the Counseling Service, coming with another podcast. And tonight's message is entitled, Let's Talk About the Authentic Coach. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name and we come thanking you for another day and thanking you for being with us. We ask your Heavenly Father that you continue to be with us, that you please forgive us of our sins, and Father, we need your help. And we know that victory is in you, and we say thank you. So Father, we thank you for all that you've done, and we just say thank you for all that you will do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I'm going to let this song kind of keep on while I go on a little bit about the authentic coach. First of all, in talking about an authentic coach, you talk about somebody that's real, okay? You're not talking about something that's fake. And when I think about an authentic coach, this is the podcast for coaching. Because coaching being a new type of profession that people want to get into, that I say that with coaching, it's not just to go in and just do it. I think for coaching, it takes certain kind of people to be coaches. And some people get this kind of training. And some people get this kind of, I want to say, talent, so to speak. And have this as a job, so to speak. But let me just say with coaching, that the person should be real. Isaiah 40:3. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Now this makes you think about like when John was preparing the way for Jesus. And to come and in doing that, the voice was very, very important. And when a coach is helping someone, they are in a way helping a person to go a certain direction. So I just want to give a couple of little sentences in reference to the authentic coach. Remember, keep in your mind that the coach is real. An authentic coach is a real person, the real deal, so to speak. So that's what an authentic coach is. Being that I am a faith-based counselor, it's all about faith-based, it's all about Jesus. And I just want you to know that an authentic coach, the real coach, the real life coach is Jesus Christ. He is coach of it all. He is the mentor of it all, the counselor of it all. He is everything. He is the victory. It's the victory in him. So with the coaching, so to speak, it comes a responsibility with it. And one thing the coach needs to do is, the coach needs to be truthful. Be truthful with the client. Walk the client to truth and what it is they need to do. And give them the word of God. Then giving yourself or giving the word of God. That's very, very important. Give them the scripture. Point them to the right way. Point them to Jesus. Don't let them follow you. You get out the way. You get out of the way. Don't follow you, follow you if you follow Christ. That's it. Don't follow you. You see, people tend to have people to get dependent on them. And with coaches as well. No. It's not about getting dependent on you. It's for you helping the person get the service that they need. You're doing the leading, the mentoring, giving of the service. That is what your role is. But again, like I said, this is a type of a gift to some people. And a coaching niche. One more time before the Father this morning. So there's three people that I want to talk about in the Word that are types of coaches. You know, like we said, Jesus Christ is the coach of it all. Three people that played a part in coaching that you can sort of say looks like Noah was one. Because he did the right thing when the world was doing the wrong thing. And that's what a coach needs to do. Do the right thing. Right thing for the people. Hey, I'll be back. The Anchor app. Well, I keep telling y'all, try out the Anchor app. Give it a try. They'll help you get to where you need to be. Just like I'm talking about the authentic coach. You can do a podcast and too become an authentic coach on the Anchor app. The Anchor.fm. Anchor will help you get where you need to be. Anchor will help you be the podcaster that you want to be. So come on over to the Anchor app. Don't wait anymore. They send you to other places where other apps don't send you. So give it a try on the Anchor app. Anchor FM. Where you see that purple, beautiful purple and little squiggly line? Used to be a little sally line. Now it's a little squiggly line. So get on to the Anchor app today and see that Anchor can help you. Bye. Hey, I'm back to finish talking about the authentic coach. So like I was saying, you know, looking at Noah and how Noah was doing the right thing. Like the coach. Coach has to do the right thing as well. The type of a coach. Doing the right thing. Abraham. You know, we know about Abraham was uncertain where he was going, but he embraced the uncertain. And the coach can help someone in those areas to be accountable and help them embrace the uncertain. So you can help them do that. Again, not depending on you, but depend on Jesus. And the coach also should know, stay within boundaries, definitely. Don't go deeper if you don't know where you're going deep to, but you're helping the person. See, you got to be the authentic coach. That's what you are. And the mission of the authentic coach is to offer the services. Also, offer the word. I being a faith-based coach, definitely, that's important. Offer them the word. Give them, that's the important piece. That's the important piece of it all. The word of God. Putting it in their situation. Give them a scripture that applies to their situation. Being an authentic coach. The authentic coach, definitely. Be a person that follows the Lord. That's a definite coach. Because of whatever state you find yourself. Matthew 16:24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Definitely. The authentic coach. Victory. Following Christ. And helping the client see that. Faith-based coach. Faith-based authentic coach. A real coach. That's what it's really about. Being a real coach for Jesus. And, you know, being a coach, know that it's about being personable and helping people, because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to help people, witness to them, talk to them about Jesus. But with coaching, it's helping that person to be accountable for what it is that they came for in the coaching business. So help a person to be accountable for that. Coaching is not a game. Not a game at all. Thinking about Moses, sticking up for the people. You stick up for your client. Help your client. Help them to be accountable for what it is that they need to do in the coaching session. Being the authentic coach. So I say to you on tonight, be the authentic coach. Feel free, join group on Facebook. It's entitled Be the Coach. New group, private group for those that are interested to be a part of that group, learning about coaching. New beginners for the coaching. But definitely, it's all about being the authentic coach, the real coach, the original, the real deal. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministry to Counseling Service coming to you with another podcast on tonight, The Authentic Coach. Blessings. Bye-bye.